SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Three iconic Australians experience firsthand what it takes to save a life.
Oh my gosh.
Terrifying.
I have no idea what I'm about to do.
The Hospital in the Deep End starts 5th of March on SBS On Demand.
Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
En Australie, l'opération conjointe américano-israélienne, baptisée Operation Epic Fury, bénéficie d'un soutien bipartisan sur la scène politique, malgré les mises en garde des juristes qui évoquent une possible violation majeure du droit international. Si le gouvernement affirme soutenir cette action pour empêcher l'Iran d'accéder à l'arme nucléaire, des critiques et des experts en droit s'interrogent sur la légalité des frappes et sur un éventuel rôle des services de renseignement australiens. Ce week-end, les États-Unis et Israël ont lancé une série de frappes aériennes à travers l'Iran, une opération que le président américain Donald Trump a qualifiée d'Operation Epic Fury. L'opération a entraîné la mort du guide suprême iranien, l'ayatollah Ali Khamenei, ainsi que des dizaines de hauts responsables militaires. Ali Khamenei occupait cette fonction depuis 1989, succédant au fondateur de l'Iran post-Shah, l'ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, figure centrale de la révolution islamique de 1979. Interrogé sur ABC Radio National Breakfast, le ministre australien de la Défense, Richard Marles, a été questionné sur le rôle éventuel de la base conjointe américano-australienne de Pine Gap, notamment en matière de renseignement ou de soutien opérationnel.
I mean, we weren't advised of this before it happened, but we wouldn't have expected to be either. This is an action which is being taken by the United States and by Israel. And as I said, we've not been a part of this. That said, our position on the Iranian regime is absolutely clear, and we absolutely stand in support of the Iranian people.
Cette escalade expose toutefois une centaine de militaires australiens déployés dans la région, notamment sur la base aérienne d'Al-Minad aux Émirats Arabes Unis. Pour Ben Saul, titulaire de la chaîne Chalis de droit international à l'Université de Sydney, les frappes américaines et israéliennes enfreignent l'un des principes fondamentaux de l'ordre international établi depuis 1945.
Under international law, they're a violation of the prohibition on the use of military force under the United Nations Charter and international law. Generally, you can only use force in self-defense if you've been attacked, or if the Security Council authorizes it, and of course that's not the case here.
En février 2026, l'Agence internationale de l'énergie atomique, l'AIEA, a confirmé n'avoir trouvé aucune preuve d'un programme iranien actif et systématique visant à construire une arme nucléaire. L'agence estime toutefois que l'Iran dispose désormais des connaissances techniques et des matériaux nécessaires pour fabriquer une bombe sans l'avoir encore assemblée. Richard Marles s'est refusé à commenter la légalité des frappes, mais a réaffirmé le soutien de l'Australie aux États-Unis et à Israël pour empêcher l'Iran d'acquérir l'arme nucléaire.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Three iconic Australians experience firsthand what it takes to save a life.
Oh my gosh.
Terrifying.
I have no idea what I'm about to do.
The Hospital in the Deep End starts 5th of March on SBS On Demand.
We support the United States in preventing the Iran acquiring a nuclear capability. The UN Security Council has long been in a position of doing everything within its power to stop the Iran acquiring that capability. I mean, ultimately, the legality of these measures is a matter for both the United States and Israel to go through.
La ministre des Affaires étrangères, Penny Wong, a elle aussi évité de se prononcer sur la légalité des frappes et n'a pas souhaité commenter un éventuel recours à Pine Gap, rappelant que le gouvernement ne s'exprime jamais publiquement sur cette installation.
Ultimately, these strikes are a matter for the United States and Israel to explain. No one mourns the death of the Supreme Leader. This is a man who was responsible for a regime that brutally murdered its own people in an attempt to retain authority. This is a regime led by this man which has sponsored terrorism, sponsored proxies who have engaged in terrorism in the region. This is a regime which has been part of organizing attacks on Australian soil. So we do not mourn his death.
Dans un rare moment d'unité bipartisan, la chef adjointe de l'opposition, Jen Hume, a estimé que la mort d'Ali Khamenei rendait le monde plus sûr.
Ayatollah Khamenei is dead, and because of that, the world is a safer place. While there are thousands of Iranians living in Australia peacefully, the current regime in Iran is no friend to Australia. They have exported terrorism right across the world, including to our own shores. Indeed, the Addis Israel synagogue just near my home in Victoria was one of the targets that was a terrorist attack that was orchestrated by Iran. We would certainly urge all Australians that are anywhere near the conflict zones and surrounding Arabic states to take the advice of the government to make sure that they register with Smart Traveller, that they listen to the advice of DFAT.
Au sein du Parti travailliste, certaines voix nuancent toutefois ce discours. Le député Gabriel Nui, élu de la circonscription de Menzies, qui compte la plus forte population d'Australiens d'origine iranienne, souligne que les réactions au sein de la communauté sont partagées, mêlant soulagement, espoir et prudence.
But at the same time, there are mixed feelings there and different views within the community, and there is real hope at the moment as well. I know that many members of the community will welcome news of the death of Ayatollah Khamenei.
La députée indépendante Sophie Camps met elle aussi en doute la légalité des frappes, estimant qu'elle s'écarte de l'ordre international fondé sur des règles auxquelles l'Australie a souscrit et s'interroge sur leurs conséquences à long terme.
Look, Australia signs up to the international rules-based order, so it's outside that. So it's a difficult situation because I know many people inside Iran are so desperate to get rid of that murderous regime. But I think we've got to look at where will we end up? Will it actually change the regime? All those types of questions, and there's deep uncertainty about that.
Le sénateur des Verts, David Trowbridge, critique vivement le gouvernement albanaisé, accusé d'avoir été le premier au monde à soutenir publiquement l'opération. Il estime que l'intervention constitue une violation flagrante du droit international. Il précise que cette opération militaire et la réaction australienne piétinent l'ensemble du cadre juridique mondial et le rend caduc.
We have seen the Albanese Labor government rush to be the first country in the world to back in Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu's latest illegal war. Literally rushing to back in a war that Labor knows is in gross breach of international law. And there's a reason that the foreign minister has refused to discuss whether or not this war is illegal. It's because Labor knows it's illegal. And Labor knows that the arguments put forward by their friend Donald Trump and his running mate Benjamin Netanyahu, that this is about stopping some imminent nuclear threat in Iran, they know that's a lie.
Le sénateur Trowbridge reproche aussi au gouvernement de refuser de clarifier le rôle éventuel des bases australiennes, notamment Pine Gap et North West Cape.
It is extraordinary that neither Foreign Minister Wong or Prime Minister Albanese are willing to come out and tell the Australian people the truth that US military bases here, Pine Gap, Northwest Cape, are being used to target and support Donald Trump's illegal attacks on Iran. They know that that's the purpose of Pine Gap. They know it's used to target military attacks in the Middle East. It's been used to target military attacks in Gaza. Now it's being used to target military attacks in Iran. And what does Labor say? They say we won't even mention it. We won't talk about it.
De son côté, le député One Nation, Barnaby Joyce, se concentre sur les conséquences économiques potentielles pour l'Australie.
Let's start looking at what this means for Australia. In our genius, we have gone down to two oil refineries, and our reserve supplies of oil are in the United States. And the Straits of Hormuz closed down. We're in real trouble. We are completely unprepared for this. The Treasurer should be out explaining what their plan is. Defence Minister should be out explaining what their plan is. The Resources Minister should be out talking about how we're going to get the fuel here if a crisis builds up. They should be out, but they're not. The opposition should be mounting a change, but everybody is focused on the Middle East. Start focusing on what happens in this nation and how we manage the problems that are coming our way.
Le débat politique se poursuit alors que le gouvernement reste discret sur l'implication exacte de l'Australie dans cette opération aux conséquences potentiellement majeures pour la région et pour l'ordre international. Ce reportage a été produit en anglais par Brianna Charles pour SBS News et traduit en français par Bertrand Tungandamé pour SBS French.
SBS en français. Partagez nos rubriques sur Facebook.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/SBSFrench.
Starting 5th of March on SBS On Demand, The Hospital, in the deep end. Our hospitals are under pressure like never before.
Oh my gosh.
And when the system buckles, we all pay the price.
That's not good.
In this landmark series, three notable Australians step onto the front line to see what it really takes to save a life.
I honestly didn't think it was like that.
The Hospital, in the deep end, starts 5th of March on SBS On Demand.